W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden started the Memorial Day weekend by speaking to the graduating class of the U.S. Military Academy. He told the newly commissioned second lieutenants they're joining the most honorable and consequential fighting force in history. He hailed the role of West Point graduate and CENTCOM commander General Eric Karelia in intercepting Iran's missile attack last month on Israel.
Recipient of what could have been a devastating attack, and we de-escalated the conflict. When it easy could have gone the other way.
Former President Donald Trump was met with a mix of cheers and boos when he spoke at the Libertarian Party convention, asking them for their support. Six people, including four girls, were stabbed in two unprovoked attacks in Massachusetts. Authorities say none of the injuries are life-threatening. The suspect's in custody. Tornado warnings and severe storms hitting parts of Oklahoma overnight. There's record heat in South Texas. This is ABC News. First traces of bird flu have been spotted in beef, but the Department of Agriculture says there's no risk to food supply. That beef was sampled from a single sickened cow that was showing signs of illness, and authorities say that cooking meat to an internal temperature of 165 degrees would kill any virus that was in the food. In Ukraine, a deadly strike on a large shopping center in the country's second largest city. Officials say there may have been as many as 200 people inside at the time.
A massive inferno swallowing a bustling home improvement supermarket in Kharkiv. Ukraine blaming a Russian strike. At least six people killed and nearly 40 injured, local officials say, warning the toll may well rise. Security camera footage capturing the strike. The gardening season has just started, this man says. There were many, many people inside.
I'm Brian Clark. ABC News.
I love my kids so much. I once sat for 3 hours in the cold rain to watch her soccer team lose by 18 goals.
I love my kids so much. I once used a tube to suck snot out of her stuffed nose at 3 a.m.
You win.
Love your kids? Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat. From toddlers to tweens, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat to find the right seat for their age and size. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
The fantastic Jane Matt Nair of Matt Nair on Air. I'm a big fan of like the Rose Bowl, the Orange Bowl, the Cotton Bowl. Well, now from Snoop Dogg, they're going to have the Snoop Bowl, the Snoop Bowl. How about that, Jane?
I think we're missing the obvious. Where's the Punch Bowl? Where's the Toilet Bowl? I think that there are other bowls that are being neglected.
I think it could maybe be the Snooper Bowl, though.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Reliving some of the best performances live in the lair. It's Max Inc. Radio.
Right now, it is time for Live in the Devil's Lair.
Jimmy, Madison is a place where bands form like young stars in a nebula. Our music scene is a galaxy of rich talent and amazing performers. And every now and again, we get to see a supernova, a moment when immensely talented artists are fused together in a gravitational vortex to create a singular point, a supergroup. Tonight, Jimmy, three stars in that constellation, Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets, are converging, and we're going to have a supernova right here in the Devil's Lair.
Oh.
Let's meet our stars. Beth Killey,
hi.
Jen Farley, Shondell Marks, welcome to the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Yeah.
Woo! We're here!
Yeah. We're supernova!
Best introduction ever.
That's so poetic.
Our mouths are agape.
Oh, my. Ladies, you are all performers, movers and shakers, and moms. You all make so much happen in this city and the music scene on your own, and you've come together to form Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets. It's not like any of you need extra projects. What brought you together, and what made forming this band special?
Well, funny you should ask, Rocker. So I was introduced, this is Beth, by the way, since you probably don't know our voices.
Hi, Beth.
I was introduced to Shondell Marks by a mutual friend, Derek Ram Race. And she and I sat down over breakfast one morning in Sauk City. I was super pregnant at the time. She was an experienced mom at the time. And so we just like bonded. He said, you two need to meet and make music together. So we struck up a conversation. She came to work at Girls Rock Camp for me. And then we started making music together a few years later, started writing songs, and we did some little coffee shop gigs together. And I was also at the time I was doing this event called Sing It Sister, which was a showcase for female singers. And I was introduced to Jen Farley by a mutual friend who said, you need to meet my friend Jen Farley. She's a singer. You should put her on stage. And I'm like, okay, I can do that. So Jen came to perform with the Sing It Sister band, and Shondell was in the band. She was the keyboard player. Mm-hmm. And Jen performed with the band, and we fell in love with her. And funny enough, the very first time we played together, Jen was singing and rocking out. She actually smacked me in the forehead with her hand. She was so excited on stage, and I was like, I'm going to keep this woman forever. I love her. She's so enthusiastic. And she looked at me. She was mortified when it happened. She's like, I'm so sorry. I'm like, no, it's rock and roll, baby. So anyhow, I Shawnee and I were working together a few days later. I'm like, I have this little fantasy that we're going to start a band with Jen Farley. And she's like, let's do it. So I messaged Jen and she said, let's do it. And the rest is history. And here we are.
Wow. Well, you know, I know that people ask, they're like, which one's gin, which one's chocolate, which one's bottle rockets? But I hear you just have to kind of hear you guys mm-hmm. and decide on your own.
It's true.
So at the end of the show, Amoeba will guess.
Yeah. Like
if that. You want to call in, Jimmy, what's the number? If you want to call in,
844-967-2789. Well, we get a trivia question next week.
Yes. Perfect. We will not reveal.
Now, the first song you're going to play for us tonight is called Lean. Is this a song about ground beef?
Oh my gosh, I love that question. So this is Shawnee now, and no, Lean is not surprisingly about ground beef, but now I don't know, I'm a little inspired. Maybe we could write a new song.
Our next song.
Lean 2.0.
Ground beef. Oh, yeah.
See? It's going to write 80-20. I can tell already. No, Lean was a song that we wrote together, and people love this song, and I think one of the reasons why people love this song is it's just super honest. It's very authentic. It talks about all of those emotions that we feel in life, and kind of when the crap hits the fan, when that happens, to just lean in to the troubles, and then also lean in to the joys. So this song is one that our fans have really identified with. They requested at our gigs. We sung it during sound check, and we almost cried because it's been so long since we have sung together. So this is Lean. Shall we?
Was this the song that you guys almost cried during sound check?
It was.
Yes.
She
just said,
yeah. Rocker came in and he was like, "You guys okay in here? just leave us. We need a moment.
We haven't sung together since a long time."
It's gin, chocolate, and bottle rockets live in the Devil's Lair.
Your wrist when you slam the door, told you, girl, don't you make a scene. They laughed when the music made you cry, and at the times you had to dance and sing.
You heard that big girls never cry, so you stifled every scream. You've been giving them the upper hand, and they saw your moment of weakness.
You burnt their words faithfully, don't fall apart. Don't let them see. Will you held back and kept your head? What about your heart? What about your heart? You've got to lean into it. All the crime and the clutter in your head. All the fear and the longing left unsaid. Don't shut them out. You've got to say what you mean. All the joy, all the pain, the in between. Don't be afraid of what you're feeling. You've got to lean end to end. All the years have swallowed time, and it's
you held inside, echo of the empty wall. You've got to lean into it. All the crime and the clutter in your head, all the fear and the longing left unsaid. Don't shut them out. You've got to say what you mean, all the joy, all the pain, the in between. Don't be afraid of what you're feeling.
Absolutely beautiful. Lean, Gin Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets live in the Devil's Lair. If you want to call and ask a question, do that right now. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY.
Man, that was awesome. I caught Jimmy crying during that song.
Aw, Jimmy.
I got to get it together. I do. Thank you.
Got a little emotional there. Hey, now we're going to get to know all three of you throughout this hour. So let's start with Jen Farley. Jen, you are the percussionist, the timekeeper, certified professional coach.
That's right.
Do you wear a whistle?
Absolutely. And a kazoo.
A kazoo's a phone.
A kazoo's a phone around my neck all the time.
The kazoo is important. Our good friend Art Paul Schlosser swears by the kazoo.
Well, I am the Aretha Franklin of kazoo players. And no, I love to bring the humor and the fun and the spark of joy here in the band. And yes, I am a professional coach as well. But that doesn't necessarily mean that I can't get in there, too.
What do you coach?
I'm a life coach, actually. So I.
What does that mean?
That means, well, for me, I believe that everyone has a rock star within themselves. So finding what makes you rock, what you're passionate about, what you connect with, whether it's music, whether it's radio, whether it's walking dogs, whether it's making vodka, that's what you rock at?
She's talking
wow,
about
she's
us.
She's good at that.
I know.
She hit all my buttons right there.
Dogs rock.
But let's identify that. Let's figure out what makes you rock and then just go for it. So,
well, now on Sunday, May 2nd, you are going to have Jen's Rockstar Within. It's a Sunday series. It's a virtual workshop.
Yes.
And all three of you are teaching people how to channel their inner rock star and shed the inner critic. Tell us about Jen's Rockstar Within and how can we find it online?
Yeah, so I have a group coaching program called The Rockstar Within. And one of the aspects of it is having amazing people that I know come and talk about how they rock. And gosh, I know two amazing women who can talk about songwriting and how to connect music and words and feelings to song and putting it down on paper. So this... next Sunday, the 2nd, they are going to be on my discussion group. And it's a Zoom call. It's a live call. It's open to the public. If you want more information, you can go to coachjenfarley.com and register. And I have other speakers as well. And I love to invite people to come and just speak about what makes them them, what makes them rock, what makes them just... bring joy to the world.
Wow, it sounds pretty interesting. I think I'm going to have to stop in.
I would imagine that would build self-esteem tremendously.
Absolutely.
And empower, you know, just give someone the power that they don't recognize they have.
Yeah, and it's all like this ripple effect. If you see somebody who just energizes you and just gives joy and love out to the world, it just moves out further and further and further. So... I just want to spread that love and spread that joy and that energy.
What is your biggest success story? Do you have one person that like stands out?
She was just talking about us, dude.
You know, there are a couple of people that I can think of right off the top of my head that have taken some very bold steps in their lives because they had the courage and they were able to face those things that they were afraid of and decided that they were not comfortable anymore in the complacency of their lives. So they took some bold steps, made some career changes, made some life changes, and that's what sometimes that all it takes is when you realize it and you're ready to do that for yourself.
Yeah, I knew it kind of somewhere in there. It had to be about facing fear.
Absolutely. Mm. Fear is a 4-letter word.
Fear is the mind killer. Let's get back to some live music here in the Devil's Lair with Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets. This next song is called Keep Running. Is this a song about survival on a treadmill?
How did you know?
Well, I mean, you know, keep running or fall off.
Exactly. Funny enough, no. It's actually, this is an ode to the music industry. It's about, you know, getting the door slammed in your face repeatedly, but you just keep getting back up and you say, you know what? I've got a voice. I'm going to use it. And I'm going to keep running.
Isn't that survival on a treadmill?
It pretty much. It's the same thing. We'll just go
with
that. I
see a music video in our future.
Oh, God, no.
let's hear some live music live in the Devil's Lair here on Devil Radio 92.7.
One, two, three. Bad luck next time, little girl, they always say. Well, I pack up my guitar, I smile and walk away. Another day picking my heart up off the floor. Wipe away the tears and I knock on that next door. Keep running,
keep running,
keep running,
keep running.
I will run till the soles of my shoes are bare. Gotta keep running,
keep running,
keep running,
keep running.
Not afraid of the fall because I've had my share of heartache.
Heartache,
heartache. I'm gonna get there. Shake it, Jen. Nothing motivates like the sound of your last time. But you pump it into your tank and you climb on and ride. There's a lovely comfort in the arms of 9 to 5. And I could hang my hat there, but I'd shrivel up and die. So keep running,
keep running,
keep running,
keep running.
I will run till the soles of my shoes are bare. Gotta keep running,
keep running,
keep running,
keep running.
I'm not afraid of the fall because I've had my share of heartache.
Heartache,
heartache.
I'm gonna get there.
Ooh.
take your chances and embrace your passions. You will die with dreams inside. So keep running. I will run till the soles of my shoes are there. Gotta keep running. I'm not afraid of the fall because I've had my share. I refuse to go down with regret in my air. There are riches awaiting for those who dare. Well, I won't despair. Oh, oh, no. I'm gonna get there.
Keep running.
I'm gonna get there.
Yeah, gin, chocolate, and bottle rockets live in the Devil's Lair. Devil Radio 92.7, 844-967-2789.
Wow, that was an awesome performance. Without guitar or keyboards, right?
You're that's a big right. Concussion.
Percussion.
It's an acapella.
Acapella.
Rocker, you're a percussionist, drummer.
Yeah, drummer.
That had to knock your socks off.
I love it.
Yeah.
Shondell Marks, you are on keyboards tonight, and your past includes fronting the popular band Thunder Road and the holder of 15 Mama Awards. It's been a long way to the top, but it all started harmonizing with your mom from the backseat of the car. Tell us about Shawnee Marks.
Yes, 1985 Ford Escort.
I got my driver's license in that car.
No way!
Yes.
I love it. That was a nice little car. Yes, so my mom sings like a bird. She taught me how to sing. She comes from a very musical family. Guitars would come out at family reunions. That's where I learned how to harmonize, really, which comes in handy this day and age in my life, obviously. And then when I was 15, I got a job at the Wisconsin Opry in Wisconsin Dells, singing Patsy Cline and Dolly Parton every night of the week.
Wow.
For the summer. Really great experience to get on stage and get some performance under my belt. The Thunder Road. Wow, you brought Thunder Road up. That's like a blast from the past. That was a cover bar band. Great players.
The Keg or the Country Corners out there on AB.
Yes. Yeah. Oh my gosh, with one a DJ from Johnny Danger? Can I say that? Can I say that name? Yeah. On
of course,
station?
We love Johnny,
all
man.
All right. Yeah, Johnny Danger was there with us one night. That was fun.
Wow.
And then I decided to go off and do my own thing, you know, like a lot of divas do.
Because when I think of solo. Diva.
Yeah, I'm not really a diva. I just like Spotted Cow.
Well, here's a question.
Yeah.
I wonder, who has more mama, Shondell Marks or Gabby Parsons or Beth Keeley?
Ooh.
We'll have to, maybe we should all like chat some night and compare. Yeah.
This is my mama from 19.
Well, I am the eldest of the band, so.
Yeah, so I don't know. That's my music journey. I was super excited to sort of break into the Madison music scene because it's such a great scene here, and meeting Beth has opened up a lot of different opportunities for me to meet other musicians and, of course, be in this group with Jen. And I have so much gratitude for this community, and including you guys. Thanks for having us on tonight.
Heck yeah.
Absolutely.
It's our pleasure.
Super great.
It's our listeners that are benefiting from this.
And by the way, this woman has a keyboard that is the heaviest keyboard I've ever seen in my life. And we have two flights of stairs. I was thinking to myself, why didn't we send her over by the elevator? My God.
I was queuing up some stuff and getting ready for a break. Rocker comes in the studio.
It is bigger than I am.
That's her third baby. That's
right. She keeps a couple bricks in the case.
Yeah, right. Way. Yeah, just for me, right?
You ask me, what is in here? Dead bodies? What's
going on? Oh, my. Now, Shawnee, tell us about your latest release, Punk Ballads. It's part pandemic project, part experimentation. I read a description. It's, quote, reinterpreting testosterone-heavy, angsty punk songs as dreamy, emotional piano ballads filmed and recorded live on an analog tape recorder. Holy cow. Tell us about Punk Ballads and where we can find this online.
Yeah, Punk Ballads was a fun project. You can find it on SeanDelMarksMusic.com. My partner, Jason Moyer, was driving to work one day listening to songs from his youth, I guess I could say, and he just had this thought, like, wow, wouldn't it be interesting if we take these rock songs and turn them into piano ballads? And he, you know, he knew just the gal. So we worked on this. We started last year, the beginning of the pandemic. We would go into locations where there were usually crowds if we were not living through a pandemic. And we set up our equipment and recorded at various locations, including a bookstore and the Al Ringling Theater in downtown Baraboo, beautiful historic theater. So yeah, it was really fun. It was something definitely out of my comfort zone and wheelhouse. And I grew, I learned, and we're both pretty happy with the result.
And that's where you're from right now, Baraboo, right?
Yes, I live in Baraboo.
Nice, fun little town up there.
It is.
Well, let's get back to some music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This next song is called Wildflowers, and I was thinking this must be a cover song by the supergroup Monet, Van Gogh, and O'Keefe.
Yeah, that's exactly.
So close.
That is so close.
You're killing it tonight, Rock.
Ba-dum-bump.
Just tonight?
No, this is actually a cover song by the trio, Dolly Parton, Emmylou Harris, and Linda Ronstadt.
Nice.
Yeah, so we love these women. We cherish the music that they make solo and the music that they make together. So we really wanted to kind of see if we could do our own take on it. So,
by the way, this is the first time that the three of us have played this song.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Together. We recorded this.
Time.
Yeah, we recorded this as a video, and we have done it separately. And then Beth worked her magic and meshed us together. So to do it in person is this is a whole new frontier for us.
Treat.
It's a debut on Live in the Devil's
That's
Lair.
That's right.
Wow. Take it away.
Two, three. The hills were alive with wildflowers, and I was as wild, even wilder than they. For at least I could run, they just died in the sun. And I refuse to just wither in place. Just a wild mountain rose needing freedom to grow. So I ran fearing not where I'd go. When a flower grows wild, it can always survive. Wildflowers don't care where they grow. And the flowers I knew where I grew, content to be lost in the crowd. They were commonly close. I had no room to grow, and I wanted so much to branch out. So I uprooted myself from my home ground and left. Took my dreams and I took to the road. When a flower grows wild, it can always survive. Wildflowers don't care where they grow. I grew up fast and wild, and I never felt right in a garden so different from me. I just never belonged, I just longed to be gone, so the garden one day set me free. I
hitched a ride with the wind, and since he was my friend, I just let him decide where I would go. When a flower grows wild, it can always survive. Wildflowers don't care where they grow. Just a wild rambling rose, seeking mysteries untold. No regrets for the path that I chose. When a flower grows wild, it can always survive. Wildflowers don't care where they grow.
Beautiful. Beth Keeley, wow. Jen Farley, Sean Del Marks. They are Gin Chocolate and Bottle Rockets. Hey, can you hang on just for a couple minutes here? We got to pay some bills and we'll
Absolutely.
Come back.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. We'll be here. We're live in the Devil's Lair.
We're reliving some of our best performances live in the Lair on Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Why choose Weikert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weikert-LakePoint.com. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the Lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now I know. Now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the Lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
We are local music, and this is Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. You've been listening to Live in the Lair, the Memorial Day weekend marathon.
Are we live? Are we on the air again?
We are live, and we have Gin Chocolate and Bottle Rockets. And you know, I'm starting to figure out. I've gained some clues here on who is gin, who is chocolate, and who is bottle rockets.
I have a guess who bottle rocket is.
Really?
That's Jen.
Well, I think he got the first one right.
Right at the gate.
She said, she was quoted as saying right here on The Devil's Lair that she is the spark of the band.
Right.
You are very intuitive.
Very good. Thanks for picking up what I put down.
We're pretty smart here, you know.
We smell what you're stepping in. Yeah. Beth Keeley. You have a musical resume longer than a devil's tail, fronting rock bands, running the Mama Awards show, and one of the founders and directors of Girls Rock Camp. Who is Beth Keeley, and where does she find the time?
Oh, well, I have this magic wand that I use. No. You know what? I'm a songwriter at heart. I feel like that's kind of what it all goes back to, is creating. But I also really love, I tattooed the word inspire on my forearm, and that's been my mission, is to help people connect with their creative spark. And so, you know, the work that I've done over the years with different projects, it's all been really surrounding that kind of focused mission in my mind of helping people connect with their creativity and their voice, and just getting up and trying things that they may never have thought to try before, or had the guts to try, but just, you know, kind of shoving them out on stage and saying, you know what, you've got something, baby, you share it.
You know, two fond memories, Beth, that I have. First of all, you know, you've been very supportive of Max Inc. Radio over the years. One of the best memories on the radio with you, though, was at the Wisco.
Oh, no. No, please tell me. No, you're not going to play it.
I'm not going to play it.
Oh, thank you.
I'm not going to play it. But you were very creative. You rapped the Edmund Fitzgerald song.
No. I was the one beatboxing. Thank you very much.
Oh, okay.
Horribly beatboxing.
Should I play it and preview? No, okay.
No.
I won't do it.
But yes, that was a favorite moment of mine, too.
Also, the selfie you took at Atwood Fest when the Beth Keeley band played at Atwood Fest, the selfie in front of the porta potty, that was trending big time.
It truly was. Well, I felt like I had made it because I had like my own personal porta potty. I mean, it's a porta potty for the artists.
The backstage one?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's right.
She was very happy about that.
I was. I mean, I didn't have to sit on the common man's throne.
Oh, yeah.
I had my own.
Well.
And you called Shawnee a diva.
You know, green M&Ms and you got your own.
Well, you know, at Atwood Fest, it always seemed like, you know, there's so many people, you never have enough bathrooms, right?
Exactly.
And then the artists were always having to fight, you know, the patrons for like the bathroom. It's like, hey, they got to get on stage
like 2 minutes before you
know.
Go on,
we don't want to be knocking on doors here. Hey, get out of there, man. Yeah. We got an artist that needs to go here.
You got to take your, take care of your business before
That's
you jump
right.
on stage.
The porta potty and
we have
changing
private
tent.
Bathrooms for artists, man, you know. One of the things we do.
I love it.
Well, Beth, Girls Rock Camp is near the center of your heart, and all three of you are involved. There are three Girls Rock Camps coming up this summer. Tell us a little bit about GRC, the experience, and where we can find it online.
Yeah, well, girlsrockmadison.org is our website, and you know, we are a one-week day camp for girls ages 8 to 18. You do not have to have any musical experience. You show up, we provide the instrument, mm-hmm. bass, drums, guitar, keyboard. You can be a vocalist. We even have violin, ukulele at camp. We teach you how to play that instrument. You form a band with your peers. Folks like Jen and Shawnee and myself help you write a song with your newfound bandmates. And then at the end of the week, you rock out on stage in front of used to be hundreds of screaming people. This year it's going to be a smaller group, yeah. But eventually we'll get back to that. It's so much fun. We've seen so many awesome stories come out of the camp. Kids that, we get, all kids from all backgrounds, but I think sometimes the misfits kind of gravitate toward us and they find a home and they find a safe space where they can share their voice and their creativity. And it's just, I know it has changed my life just being in the presence of all of this wonderful musical energy. And, you know, really our camp is about empowering these kids. It's not necessarily about making music perfect because that's not really what anything is about. It's perfection. It's just about sharing what you've got and making it shine.
Talk about building self-confidence. And you also have one for the adults called Ladies Rock Camp, too.
Yeah, we do. Yes, and that's super fun, too. By the way, Shawnee teaches keyboard, and she's taught vocals at camp, and Jen's going to be helping out at camp this summer as a band coach. And, these are the kind of people that help teach at the Ladies Rock Camp, at the Girls Rock Camp. And, the Ladies Rock Camp is just for ages 19 to 190. And it's the same concept. You don't have to have any musical experience. And what's cool about the Ladies Rock Camp, it's a little different. You know, the girls all show up thinking, I'm going to be a rock star. A lot of the women show up and they're like, well, I thought I was going to be a rock star, but then life happened and it beat it out of me. And we're like, oh no, you're still that rock star. Let's pull that back into you.
Your inner rock star.
Yes.
Rock star within.
Yes. See, it all ties together. Everything that we're doing, it really resonates throughout the band and throughout the world. And it's a wonderful thing. And really it's the energy of all these projects that I think, it gives as much as it comes back to me as much as I give to it in mm-hmm. even more so.
Well, I really love that it's like the full experience sort of, I mean, not only is it just like taking a lesson, but the fact that you get to perform on stage and then you're, setting this up and the photos and all the ops. I mean, that does a lot to, get that first session, that first jitters out of the mm-hmm. way, you know what I mean?
Well, and to do it with other people. I think so many people take music lessons in isolation mm-hmm. and they find it hard to relate to what it's like to stand on stage with other people that are doing the same crazy thing that you're doing.
Yeah.
and really like learning an instrument in the context of writing a song, it's like you are creating that piece of work. And so we're not like writing musical score down. So for the kids who have a hard time reading music or, you know, connecting with like things that are very robotic and mechanical, it's like, well, no, just put your fingers here on the guitar and start flailing your arm and let's see what happens. So it's a lot of like muscle memory and just, you know, feel it. What do you feel? Feel the beat, you know, get into the groove with your bandmates and just make it happen.
You know what, that, you know, people that graduate from Girls Rock Camp, of course, they're going to want to do more music. There's been some success stories out of that. Like, if I'm not mistaken, Mackenzie Moore.
Yes. Yes. Mackenzie Moore is a beast. Had came to camp for many years and then graduated a couple of years ago and is just, you know, storming. She's writing amazing songs and she's been playing online shows, I think, every week. And I mean, she's just fearless. I love her attitude and she's an incredible songwriter. She's come into my studio and recorded multiple songs. She's won a bunch of MAMA awards. It's really inspiring to see, you know, someone like that just who works so hard and really just puts herself out there and just keeps doing it. She's incredible.
Wow. Well, let's get back to some live music. This is the Devil's Lair. The next song you're playing for us tonight is called Can't Let Go. Now, I mean, I have a hard time with this as well. When it comes to band t-shirts, I think I'm a hoarder.
And we just added to your collection. Yep,
thank you.
Well, actually, this is a Lucinda Williams cover, so you might recognize it.
Rocker, Beth has the same problem, though, with band t-shirts.
I purged this summer. I went from 120 shirts down to 88 shirts.
Wow. How did you do it?
I know. Well, okay, you know what? There's a secret drawer in my house for some of them. Are we ready?
Yeah.
All right, one. Good thing I counted myself into that song. Go on, Shondell Marks.
Baby, one more time, don't make me sit all alone and cry. Well, it's over, I know it, but I can't let go. Like a fish out of water, a cat up a tree, you don't even want to talk to me. Well, it's over, I know it, but I can't let go. He won't take me back when I come around. Says he's sorry, but he puts me out. I got a big chain around my neck, and I'm broken down like a train wreck. While it's over, I know it, but I can't let go. You see, I got a candle that burns so bright in my window every night. While it's over, I know it, but I can't let go. Oh, you like to see me hanging around. I feel like I'm shot, but didn't fall down. Well, it's over, I know it, but I can't let go. He won't take me back when I come around. Says he's sorry, but he puts me out. I got a big chain around my neck, and I'm broken down like a train wreck. Well, it's over, I know it, but I can't let go.
Shondell Marks.
Here for wild applause, people throwing roses and underwear at Shawnee on the keyboard.
I prefer Breeze.
And that's Jen Farley over there on the tambourine.
Keep in time, baby, keep in time.
All right, third verse.
Oh, you turn off the trouble light, you turn off the light, you went off and left me, it's just ain't right. Well, it's over, I know it, but I I can't let go. Oh, you don't like to see me hanging around. I feel like I've been shot but didn't fall down. Well, it's over, I know it, but I can't let go.
Let it go, girl.
It won't take me back when I come around. Says sorry, but he puts me out. I got a big chain around my neck and I'm broken down like a train wreck. Well, it's over, I know it, but I can't let go. When I come around, he says sorry, but he puts me out. I got a big chain around my neck, and I'm broken down like a train wreck. Well, it's over, I know it, but I can't let go. But it's over, I know it, but I can't let go. One last time, it's over, I know it, but I can't let go.
In my underwear. Gin, oh, chocolate, boy. And bottle rockets live in the Devil's Lair.
Yes!
Wow, that was fun.
Well, now, there was a lot of theatrics in here that you couldn't see. I mean, Jen was throwing her tambourine, and Shawnee did a couple of backflips. She banged her head on the keyboard a few times. I did this jump cut off backflip off the desk in here. It's
my backflips in the Devil's Lair.
Yes.
Now, May 9th, you guys are playing a Mother's Day concert at Obrick Botanical Gardens. And what does that mean for mothers who are performing at a Mother's Day concert?
It means our children better be there.
That's my next question. What do your kids think about your musical careers, you know? Do they know you guys are rock stars?
Well, I have a 13-year-old daughter, and I am the most uncool person on the planet.
Well, I mean,
right now.
Do wear a fanny pack, Sean.
I wear a fanny pack. Those are back in now.
Oh, wait, maybe that's cool. I don't know. I'm so out.
My 13-year-old son does not let me sing in the house. No, if I'm doing the dishes or like want to sing a jingle or something, he's like, that's enough. No song. Can you please not sing?
Or dance.
Oh, dance. Yeah, I get a lot of that too.
Oh, my.
So I think to answer your question, I don't think our kids know how cool we are.
Oh, no. No. They'll figure it out someday.
Yeah.
I don't have kids, so I can't really experience that. Rocker, you have two kids. Are you cool to the kids?
Oh, you know, they grew up backstage at Atwood Fest for so many years and know tons of artists. They feel pretty at home with it. But, yeah, like when my son performs with Black Star Drumline, he doesn't like it when my wife dances. So. he gets a little irate.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny. Now, the next song you guys are playing for us tonight is the last song of the evening. It's called Superhero. Who's your superhero?
Who's my superhero? I mean, after all that Mother's Day talk,
I
have to say my mom.
Guess what?
Shout out to Char. I mean, Char. If anybody comes to our shows and have seen my mom there, she is a remarkable human being. So she inspires me every day. I'm going to say my mom. She's my superhero.
There you go.
Good answer.
Well, not to jump on your parade there, but my mom too.
Yes.
I was gonna say,
well, my mom could take both your moms.
Hey, wait, but you guys, my mom is Mama Rocker.
Oh,
hey, wasn't she supposed to make us cookies or something?
Yeah, wait a second.
Meatballs.
Where are the cookies?
Meatballs?
Meatballs?
I don't know.
Did she bring the spotted cow?
Somebody did. But I sense a theme here, this mama theme.
Yeah.
Mama's Mother's Day and mother superheroes and the three of us are moms. And
well, actually, my mom was a singer. So, she was a poet. So I really do have to give a shout out to my mama because she inspired me to be creative and always supported me in my musical endeavors. So.
Well, Mother's Day is just a couple weeks away, so this is very timely. Let's get into it. We got 5 minutes before the hard break.
Yeah.
It's Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets live in the Devil's Lair.
One, a two, a one, two, three, four.
It's a very cutesy song for you guys.
Can't see Jen's dance moves.
Devil's Lair.
I can see that you're sad and hurting. Your dreams and plans, come on down. Nobody's nice and nothing's fun. The brats and bullies have you wishing you could fly off in a single bound. Find your steel and don't back down. You don't have to wear a cape and tights. Stand up for what is right. Be your own superhero. When the sun doesn't shine, part those clouds and make way for the light. You've got heart, you've got muscle, you've got nothing to hide. Have no fear, oh. Be your own superhero. I used to soak at my pity party. I couldn't leave, couldn't find the door. Till I learned what my eyes were for. I discovered I had X-ray vision. I could see through the other side, through the fear and dark disguise. Find your wings and trust your might. Don't fill your pockets up with kryptonite. Be your own superhero. When the sun doesn't shine, part those clouds and make way for the light. You've got heart, you've got muscle, you've got nothing to hide. Have no fear, oh. Be your own superhero. There'll be days when the forces of evil will try to bring you down.
Try to bring you down.
All you gotta do is sound the alarm. Bring your super friends around. Be your own superhero. When the sun doesn't shine, part those clouds and make way for the light. Ooh, yeah. You've got heart, you've got muscle, you've got nothing to hide. Have no fear, oh. Be your own superhero. Be your own superhero.
Strike your superhero pose.
Yeah. Gin, chocolate, and bottle rockets. I cannot say thank you enough for coming in and giving us this awesome.
This is so fun.
Yeah, we really appreciate it.
Real quick here, Lockjaw coming up at 10:30 for an interview, and Maxine Kevy starting at 10 o'clock. And then, of course, Essential Last Crack at 11, Rocker.
And you know, Jimmy, our wives, our mamas of our kids, me and you, they're having birthdays. Alice, happy birthday this week.
Happy birthday, Alice.
Today is Mrs. K's birthday.
And Leona. And birthday too.
Yeah, and it's also my mom's birthday too. Mm. And it, which is kind of awkward because it's the first year that she is not with us to celebrate her birthday.
Boy, it's a mom celebration here in the Devil's Lair.
Yes, it is.
Beth, Jen, and Shawnee, thank you so much for coming in to perform
thank
us tonight on the Devil's Lair.
We
really appreciate it.
You've been listening to Live in the Lair, this Memorial Day weekend marathon.
Cold wind blowing in a sting in your face.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, we can all get along.
I know, exactly.
Right, Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so glass. It's like...
It's only glass, though. Tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Ann.
And I'm Dave.
We're the hosts of Our House Concerts, and we've been presenting concerts in our 100-year-old bungalow and in our backyard on Madison's Near East Side for more than a decade. We've recently hosted our 90th concert.
And we love supporting musicians and sharing music with our audiences. Come on over to our house and join us for a house party with great friends, great music, and lots of cold beer.
Here's what's coming up this spring and summer in our backyard. Saturday, July 20th, we've got blues guitarist Ruth Wyand from North Carolina.
And on Saturday, August 10th, Mike Vitale, a singer-songwriter from L.A., comes into town.
Email us at anndave, A-N-N-E-D-A-V-E, at chorus.net. Or text 608-335-7909 to reserve your seats and get all the info. See you at our house.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Switching to solar power can be a bright idea for your wallet. Here are three reasons. First, you could save big money on your electric bills. Forbes magazine says an average of $1,500 a year, and over the life of your solar, it's $25,000 to $33,000. Number two, you can take advantage of tax credits to help it get paid for and installed. Now, lots of states like Wisconsin waive property and sales tax on solar, and the federal government recently passed a bunch of new tax benefits too. Those are your tax dollars at work, so let's put them to work for you. And number three, solar panels can boost your home's resale value. Now, if you don't get enough sunlight, it might not pencil out for you, but man, that chance to save $1,500 a year is definitely worth checking out. Okay, folks, that was your Work Money Minute. For more tips like these, go to workmoney.org. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy, saying take good care.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.